Remember doll.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, everybody, thanks for coming out. I really appreciate you guys coming out tonight. As you can judge by the crowd, we have a little something special tonight. First thing on the agenda is a presentation. Tonight's presentation is, as you all are here for, is just a recognition of the service for longtime firefighter, captain, and fire chief Troy Maness. Looking at the crowd, I don't think I need to tell you, the people in the crowd, what Troy has meant to the city. Over 31 years as a member of this fire department, and serving in multiple capacities. The citizens of this town owe Troy a debt of gratitude. And I think I speak for every one of the council members as well when I say that it's not easy to give so much of your time in a volunteer capacity to others and to show that in your actions every day. I think you're a pretty special person, Troy, and I think the city has been greater to have you here. So with that being said, we have a plaque to present to you tonight if you'd like to come and get
It's a model over here.
Yeah.
There was this way.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah. All right. Right. Truly, truly appreciate your efforts. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
yeah.
it. I didn't prepare a speech for tonight, but I'm second generation. My oldest is third generation. With my great grandfather, who was also the police chief, and he's telling me he served on the fire department as well. Back when it was everybody had to do 5 years. It's family tradition. Hopefully someday my grandkids will be there too. Yeah. My father, yes. Yeah, we've all done a lot, and I hope I set a good example for other members of the department, other members of the community. But now it's time for me to ride off into the sunset and do some things that I've been wanting to do for a long time. So thank you, everybody. While I have you captive, maybe you could dispense of the development fees for me. The water and sewer stuff.
Thank you,
Again.
Yeah, appreciate you. Troy's group is going to have a pizza party upstairs, that my understanding?
Yeah, we're
if we get this done quick enough, we might be able to make a pizza. What do you think? Again, appreciate you so much. And if you guys would like to say anything, I'll turn it over to the council as well. It's fine.
Thanks for everything.
Very much so. Yeah.
Thank
you. Here you go.
Roger.
So I've been around it not as long as Troy, but as much as Troy has. But I want to recognize some other people. Troy's wife, Lynn. You don't do it without family. And every time that we have a function, 4th of July's or Christmas strolls, and the pager goes off and we run out of the station, he's always been there for us to help serve popcorn, hot chocolate. The whole Maness family has been just a great asset to the city of East Helena, the historical societies, the fire departments. Anything that comes about needs done, they've always been a go-to, so I would like to recognize them.
All right, now we got to get down to fun stuff.
Okay.
Does anybody have any public comment on non-agenda items? If you do it, this is the point of the meeting where feel free to bring up any public comment on a non-agenda item. Go ahead.
Just would like to say that my son, my son Troy, has been blessed having some other. But he's failed to mention somebody that's very pertinent in his life too, that was also part of the fire department, and that is his dad, Dan Venus, seated here. and we're very proud of the whole family for so many generations carrying on volunteers and stuff. And like I say, it's pretty neat to watch your son hear his voice across the street in a tree rescuing a cat for an hour and a half. And all I could hear was his voice. And so there's been those in the fact that he's helped many, many people in car accidents. And I don't know, he's got a lot of patience and stuff, and pretty darn proud of him. So
thank you. There any other, is there any other public comment on non-agenda? All right, seeing we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Council, in front of you, you have the May 6th, 2025 minutes. Is there any comment on those minutes from the public?
It's already run through.
We do appreciate the public hanging out here, but pizza does sound better than this.
I'll come back a bit today.
Anytime, my friend. Okay. We'd love to see your face.
I may be beaten to the next Mr. Jensen.
Now, we'll with that.
Just to you.
Thanks, Frank.
That was pretty funny, too. That was like a threat.
No threat.
You noticed we went away with
it. Everybody went like. All right, I don't see any public comment on the approval of the minutes. We'll turn it over to the council.
Move to approve the minutes.
I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second it.
In a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That brings me to the city court report. You have a city court report in front of you representing the payments, the county treasurer, the restitution overpayment. I doubt there's any questions, but if there are, we'll answer them now. Seeing none. Departmental reports. First off, as always, the glue, Amy.
We survived the audit. Looks like there's only going to be three findings this time. We'll get to publish those, and I'll send them out to you so you can see what they are. But overall, it went pretty well. We got new auditors again and new accounting perspectives. And it's funny how much variation there is between all the different auditors. But thanks, everybody that came to the entrance and exit interviews. That's always helpful. We've been getting ready for summer. Lots of pool stuff still. The pool managers come in and rescue us from the questions we can't answer periodically. And park rentals, I think both parks are booked solid for graduation parties beginning part of June. Fitlock classes start June 9th, and we've already received our money for that. So that's ready to go. And we've had this for a little bit, and I think I forgot to mention it. We have a credit card machine in the office now. There's still a 2.49% processing fee, but it is an option for people who don't carry cash or checks. And that's all I've got. Let's start questions.
I would jump in a little one, Amy said. Amy's humble. Three findings on the audit is amazing. I think it's the best city's ever done. The three of them, I think they need to write something down, minuscule things. Amy kills it at her job, and we are special. It's lucky to have her. So again, Amy just does great work. Humble. Fanders only comes to the first meeting month as always, but he does have something regarding the call for service in front of you on the table. Any questions on those? Yes, we attempt to answer them now. Okay, move on. Public Works, Kevin.
I don't have a whole lot other than the last 2 weekends have been filled with things drinking, apparently. So just two things to mention. Guy's been tour-jetting just the annual stuff. They made it through. There's a map included, but the half town they're supposed to do straight. Keep working on that throughout the summer and stuff. But again, pushing almost 6 years now without a liability claim against the city as far as we're backups that were all fault. Knock on wood, exactly. But proud of those guys for their efforts to keep a good head about them. It's not the funnest job. We did have a super call out 2 weekends ago at Smith's Bar that they called and said that they thought their sewer line was pressurized, that they could hear gas leaking. So Scotty ran down there and called me and said that next to their clean out, sure enough, it was hissing and spitting things out by the cap and seemed really weird. So we checked it out, couldn't find a whole lot. And I talked to the owners and said, you know, my best guess at that point was, you know, they weren't backed up in the store, but I said, well, maybe you got vents plugged and somehow it's creating a vacuum that is sucking it out that cap. Long story short, what it ended up being was their CO2 lines that run a little ways away from their sewer sprung a leak. And that CO2 was going through the dirt and just venting out the ground right by the sewer cap and kind of throwing everybody for a loop. So that was the first.
Could have been a bad deal.
It made us chuckle once we realized what it was. And then this last Friday, we did have one of the Montana lift station pumps fail about 2 in the morning. Ended up being the control box that's in one of the panels for it that failed. We got that fixed today. As Amy said, parks have been crazy busy. And what I've realized is I have to get better at marking the reservations that are made for those pavilions, because what we're running into is groups that are renting the pavilions and also just groups using the overall park and using the pavilions at the same time, and groups that have rented and haven't rented. And so we've got some new bigger enclosed like display cases that the National Park Service uses kind of to display stuff, and also put my phone number down there if people are having problems with the reservations. Hence, if you get down there and somebody's in the pavilion and refusing to leave because you've rented it. So we're working through that. Just trying to make that a little bit smoother process for people that are paying and renting those facilities. And then 2 Saturdays ago, too, the last thing that seemed to want to break was the service line into the swimming pool broke and made a swimming pool out of the entire JFK parking lot about 5 in the morning. Easy fix. It just ended up being right where it's just 2-inch PVC that feeds that whole line. And right where they made a joint connection, you could see where they just didn't stab the pipe in, and it's just been kind of holding on all these years, and probably just a water surge finally made it let go. So Mokel dug it yesterday and it was an easy fix. And lastly, if you guys are interested, we got the mounts made for the Star David windows. They're building the last one for the smaller window now. But those are in my office. So if you want to see them, they look really cool. And we're arguing about how we're going to display those, but we're going to work through it. And they look great. So poke your head in the office. Yeah.
Thanks for your visitor today, Chuck Butler. Right. I talked to him about it, and anyway, he made his way down, and we all got a couple emails about it. So
You're gonna bring his wife down. So
thanks for entertaining him.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, Kevin. And do stop in and look at those. Those are really, really neat. So the guy did great work. Roger's here.
Hey, everyone. I don't have much to report. We had a pretty uneventful month, which is a good thing because it's been like a high stress month anyway. Calls were pretty minimal, a couple medical calls. We did have our first accident today with regards to the new town pump on the uphill side. Unfortunately, I was in town doing interviews at my regular job and it couldn't come down to it. Didn't sound like it was much, but we did have finally our first accident out there. So we're gearing up for summer, getting all of our summer training in for wildland and everything around us. Talking to the other departments around us, they're going to a lot of the meetings trying to get our name back out there. People are glad to see us out. I did have, and I'm surprised he's not here today. I did have an incident with Mr. Jensen this last week where he was burning his yard. In violation of the city ordinance against controlled burning. He was using a blowtorch, and according to his statement, he wasn't burning his yard, he was merely singeing it. And so I had to explain to him the semantics that you had to burn something to singe it, and it charred it, so it's black, it's burnt. We had a little discussion. I came and got a copy of the city ordinance, get down to him, explained it to him, highlighted the parts he was in violation of. Overall, it was a pretty cordial visit with him. There was not a big issue, other than there was an agree. I thought he'd be here trying to address the issue. But I just want to piggyback on Amy and Bree in the office. They keep me in line. Anything that I need help with, I just give them a phone call, send them an email, whatever it gets done. Those two gals are doing a phenomenal job for us here at the city. So, any other questions for me? If not, I'm going to duck upstairs. Awesome.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Enjoy the pizza.
The truck is here. It's actually sitting outside. I saw it.
Looks nice.
Yeah. The light bar is not on it right now. We're upgrading it to a different light bar, so we have to switch out the blue lights to red. But hopefully, I will be on vacation the next week. So I will be out of town. Hopefully, during that time, the guy that's doing it will put the light bar back on it for me. If you have any questions about it, please, about info book. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Chief. All right. So that brings us to the first order of new business. And the coolest thing in new business, the East Side of Food Truck Festival Year 2. So I will turn it over to Whitney and Joe Mitchell, who are going to provide us awesome food in the park.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having us tonight. All right, so we would like to come back and host another three rounds of the Food Truck Festival at the Main Street Park this year, this summer. The dates that we are looking at are Thursday, June 12th, Thursday, July 10th, which I know is at the front end of the East Helena Rodeo, and Thursday, August 14th. A little bit of a change in the timeline of it is that this year we would like trucks to be serving food from 4 to 8 instead of 4 to 7. There were still quite a few people showing up at that 7 o'clock mark, getting off work, and hoping to be served. So we would like to accommodate that group. And then the band would operate from 5 to 8. So the event runtime would be 4 to 8. Of course, trucks show up early. The location, we would still like that to be at the Main Street Park. We felt like that was a really great fit for our event, the size of the event, location, just proximity to Helena crowd coming over, the East Helena crowd coming into it. And it's just a beautiful park, provided a lot of shade. And there was, I think the July one was blistering hot. And so that was much needed. And we also like the pavilion aspect of it, which we can talk about how we've rent that out this year. If that needs to be done, that's not an issue on our end. Any questions so far? Okay. I want to talk about kind of the infrastructure of how this could look this year. And I'm open to a conversation around this. Of course, if we would like to consider closing Main Street from Morton Avenue to Thurman Avenue to allow for more spacing with the trucks, have the trucks be able to pull in without detaching, which helps with setup, it helps with takedown, and can help people kind of move around the trucks and get their orders in a little bit easier and then settle into the park for the entertainment side of things. I'm guessing there's some questions around that.
Kevin, I'm going to turn this over to you a little bit. Do you see a problem with that?
Yeah.
I also think that's a great idea.
Do the permits first.
Is June 12th too tight?
Sorry.
So going along with
plans, one thing we talked about earlier today was having some sort of sad that we even have to have this type of conversation, but in today's crazy world, some sort of blockade or something on either end of that, so that if someone did have some kind of crazy idea, they'd at least have some barricade to go through or something like that, just from a you know, safety standpoint. So I don't know if we could put the fancy new fire truck on one end or something, but some kind of thought process around some additional blockage for the safety of the folks.
So historically what we have done is just we barricaded off, you know, just use the reflective barricade with the road closed sign.
Okay.
I can have a conversation with Chief Sanders and see if he feels like we need to do something additional there.
Okay.
That's all we've ever done for rodeo as well. And I would imagine that's
okay.
More of a
rowdy group.
Trying to phrase this. Attractive nuisance. I believe is a legal term. Then food trucks. We don't have a whole lot of like concrete things or anything like more substantial than that. We have fire trucks, but they could have to leave.
Right.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
So,
I ran to the chief today and I said we might have a request for him. So, I just wanted to at least be thoughtful about that from an insurance brain that I have. So, sorry, I try to shut it off, but I can't.
If you're closing the street, why couldn't you have a second row of food trucks running down the middle of the street?
Yeah, running right down the.
You know, and then your food truck would.
Like create a
take care of
circle
that
almost or rectangle
so you
like
have
the trucks.
well just so you have your row that's going to park against the sidewalk.
Oh,
and then out in the middle you could
we'll
have
go.
Another row.
Got it.
Because the street's closed.
Use the food trucks as a barricade, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And your food truck would kind of block the street.
And I think we're open to the whatever solution, but we need to get approval on the street first. So we'll kind of draw that up, how it makes sense, and how many folks we have. I know there's a lot of there's a lot of interest in food trucks wanting to participate this year. So that's the other part of it.
I would say that, you know, that the one thing is that, you know, they obviously have to clean up in order to get the end of it. And they would have to, those parking in the middle would have to, at 8 o'clock, would have to move from the middle street at a fairly, at a, that may be something that might be inconvenient for them.
That's true.
So we'll think about that when we line up the logistics on that.
Kevin, a lot of this involves you, but I think it's important to bring it up with the entire group. Again, we're requesting that city garbages be dropped off. I think last year is 10 to 12, and that seems sufficient. There weren't any that were completely overflowing, and then we bring them to the curb at the end of the event like we did last year again, to make it a little bit easier. We walked through the event last year at the close and tried to pick up as much garbage. I mean, if we missed a little thing, it would have been tiny. But we would comb the park to leave it in better shape than when we arrived in, which was always good. Sorry. It was always in great
Johnson,
shape.
And we would have if there was a complaint. You would have told us.
Let's see. Blocking. Oh, one thing that I don't know if this is possible, but we did have an incident, I think, in the August event last year where a water truck was coming in about every 20 minutes and filling up there at the park. And I would talk through it with him. I don't know. It wasn't fire stuff. It was like, because I mean, I would understand fire stuff.
It was kind of
probably down the phone.
It may have been.
Yeah, we can just close that hydrant fill location for that.
Okay. So that was my request. If we could just close it.
That's usually not any. I mean, they were just using a lot of water.
Well,
it shouldn't be an issue.
It was dusty.
Well, they're not
and
building
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all asphalt. Okay.
Great. It's a go-kart track now. It's a sweet go-kart track.
The next agenda I have myself.
So going back to closing down the street, if we're able to do that, would it be possible to hang a banner on either end of the closure? A banner for the event.
Across the street?
Or like on the signs of blockade?
Across the street. Like how the
we'd have to have our boom truck out. That's a bit of a bigger that would be
the bigger issue is we just don't have any directly north or south like cable stretched across there.
Yeah,
they run from power pole to power pole.
So
to the
okay.
That'd be tough right now.
Okay,
we can work on that together and see if we can come up with a good solution.
Something
yeah,
else. Okay,
we're open to something though. We don't have them.
Okay. Let's see. Porta potties. We'll use the one at the park. We'll also bring in our own again this year. So a handicap plus a standard unit and a hand washing station. Other things. Missouri Brewing came in the August event last year. I've spoken with Adam. He would like to be a participant in all three of the events again this year. Do we need to do anything special with this with the new ordinance that's in place?
Nope, he's allowed to provide that, and it is allowed to be used in that exact area. And it is, he has a concessions license, a liquor license that allowed him to distribute it. We would, if you didn't have that, we'd say you have to bring in someone who has that to sell it.
Sure.
It's free. If you're just like, you know, hey, I brought a cooler, it's different. But if you're selling it, you have to have that licensing, but he has that.
Okay, awesome. Test. For the kids zone, we are looking to bring in a sponsor. So if you know anybody, I'm going to start with East Helena businesses first when I approach people about these sponsorship opportunities. This is not to make money. It's to offset cost of the event, then to make the event a little bit bigger and able to support the crowd. We didn't know what to expect last year, and so we just kind of won it. And it obviously was a hit. People loved it. And so I want to make it just a little bit more of a stable event and offset some of those costs. So you might hear conversations or me around town asking if local businesses want to participate. So just, you know, again, I'm starting with East Helena businesses, giving them first right of refusal, and then I'll go over to Helena.
But that will include the bounce houses again. There will be two balloons, the pet spray art, bubbles, a craft station, and possibly, we're doing some research, a dunk tank.
We'll see if they're hard to get out of.
But no.
They're hard to get out of.
But Kelly, Kelly likes to do them.
I do not, for the right cause, I'll do anything for the city. But
we have some interns that I was like, don't the interns. Like, well,
somebody's. I was at the barbecue thing, and they were like, "Oh, they'll do it." Nobody, somebody did money. Nobody paid money. I got home. I said, somebody paid money. I got to come back. For the VFW.
Something new this year that I would like to incorporate is having a vendor village. Last year, I just had to draw a line in the sand and just say food trucks only. And I was approached at every before every single event, can I bring the honey that I make? Can I bring the jewelry that I make and the clay art and all of the 3D stuff? And I turned them all away. I didn't want to unintentionally step on the Tuesday farmers market toes, but because there was a lot of demand last year, I would like to consider opening it up to 8 to 10 unique vendors. So they're not all jewelry vendors, but they're bringing something new with every vendor that's there to provide their goods.
What day of the week of this on? You guys
February.
observe this? Recommendation that might be a kill two birds with one stone for your sponsorship of the Kid Zone. The Eagles is a fraternal organization that does a lot of give back to the city of East Tony. He's got to go to that thing. They may be very interested, and they have space for maybe vendors to set up in their back room for eight vendors to be in right in the middle of Main Street. Your neighbors.
Yeah.
But
So are you
the
talking about that
most
empty
of them.
lot kind of in between Johnson's and them?
No, I'm talking about their room they have in the back that they hold their
In the
meetings and use
place.
the rent where. But that is their parking lot, and it's very much their parking lot. So whatever they want to do, there you could. There would be someone that would be I would talk to about this. They might be willing to assist.
Okay.
But no concerns as it relates to like the farmer's market piece of that.
They're on third. What day of the week are they on?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
They don't even
Anyway.
start until July.
And those vendors are more than welcome to come for that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Would we need to do a business license blanket business
One.
license under Joe Mitchell?
Same as last year. One. Yeah.
Should do that.
Same two things apply. Obviously, you'd have to have the business license
Special
and the
under
insurance, the special
insurance.
same insurance requirements for Bowsley House as last year. Which I don't know if you know a good insurance guy.
I can check
Yeah,
Marlodex.
see if you can find
Take one
one.
of them interns.
We heard of there might be one in town. I can't remember his name.
For band, I would like to bring in more of a mid-size band this year. Last year's acts were fantastic. They were really very talented. They were what were in our budget. I would like to have more of a production around the band this year, perhaps stage. We can talk with you about what that would look like in regards to the pavilion. But I don't have like the bands set in place yet. But any questions about that? And then I have some marketing strategy items detailed, but is that something you'd like to know
Great job last year.
Yeah, I
I'll
mean,
make sure
you
people
killed
are
it. You
there.
killed it last year. So I mean, as far as getting people
Very
there,
cool.
it was amazing.
Thank you.
Complaints where we need more food.
Yeah, so
By the end, the trucks realized what was happening.
It's kind of started something because there's been food truck in town ever since then, which is good because there aren't a lot of food options. That's great.
One thing I thought was really cool is that trucks are telling us they were having more successful and busier nights than when they go to a live at 5 in Helena.
Oh, that's
Oh,
awesome.
awesome.
Really?
And
Any chance we can beat them, we would retake.
I mean, what my goals were last year were to bring the community together over food and then make sure that the trucks participating were profitable. And so that was just music to my ears, knowing that the trucks are just killing it and they were doing great. Of course, the community showed up and that was just so much fun. We were talking about it today in our morning meeting, and the electricity of those nights is we love. I love that we created a monster. It's just now we have to tame the monster because
Nobody
it
wants to
got
fight
big.
them.
Yeah.
Oh, you should.
Yeah. Well, any other questions for us?
So I guess are you a couple questions here? Are you requesting a waiver of the fees for the park?
No, not necessarily just permission to use the park, and then we'll.
Did we waive them last year?
We'll
do we know?
Pay for the park this year.
I think we did.
Let's say you're requesting a waiver.
Okay.
Okay. And if they say no, then we can.
We're requesting a waiver for the park.
Okay. Please. So you are requesting a waiver, correct? And then secondarily, you're aware of the insurance requirements. We won't change from last year.
Yeah. Okay.
For the bouncy house, especially that, yeah, that's part of it. MMI makes the we have bouncy houses are some crazy.
Yeah, they have to bring their insurance. We have a special endorsement, and they have theirs.
Yep.
Just like the
and you have the city with their insurance. Yeah. Yep. So you did great last year. And then third, I just wanted to comment. I think it was 3 to 4 years ago. Joe called me on the phone and said, "I want to put an office in East Helena." I said, "That's great, but you got to embrace the town."
Yeah.
And that conversation is had with everybody when they call me first thing. That's the first thing it's the first thing that comes out of my mouth with any. You two have done it better than anybody I've ever seen. And what you've done in this, I think, in this community, I just want to give you guys a clap back. You guys have really embraced the community, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So, on that being said, this has been a great, fun thing. So, is there any public comment on the Food Truck Festival? Seeing none. Council, there's a request for a fee waiver for the park at the Food Truck Festival 3 times this summer.
I'll move to approve it.
I have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
This is unmerely. But go kick ass again.
No.
I just really quickly would like to mention that I've had a couple of interesting things at my building. You guys have been really great to work with. So I really appreciate Kevin coming down and looking over stuff a couple different times. I know we had some weird billing stuff with my stuff, and Amy, you've been great to work with through all that. So I just really appreciate it. Echo kind of what Kelly said is that, I mean, it's just, it's nice to be able to work together. It's been pretty awesome. So appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry. We have kids being babysat at the park. So we know. Sorry. Thanks a lot.
Later, guys. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate you. All right, next one's another fun one. We have a request for a cornhole tournament from a local student here, Carter Miller. I'm going to let Carter take the stand, but before he does, I want to just kind of introduce you to Carter. In this gig, you get to meet some people. Carter's local Helena High School, or he's on high school students. He's, I should take myself out back for that. I think Carter really embodies what East Helena High School means. I see Carter out there doing good deeds all the time, and I think he really represents that high school, and he's one of the people that do a great job of representing our youth in this town. So with that said, Carter, you got a request?
Yeah, I got a request to do a cornhole tournament at Main Street Park. My other two buddies, they weren't able to make it tonight. So me and Caden Davis and Liam Farrell. We're trying to do a cornhole tournament to raise some money to go to. So it'd be like 50-50 cornhole tournament. So half of it would go to the two winners, and the other half would go to us to split it. We're trying to go to Italy and France.
For a school trip, correct?
For a school trip.
Yeah.
So we're going to put that money and put it towards our budget.
And this is for FFA?
No, it's for our agriculture and culinary.
Yeah. Interesting. Pretty neat.
And it's the weekend after rodeo weekend.
Have you?
The Saturday.
Check with Amy to see if those dates are available.
Yeah, the Saturday after rodeo weekend, I believe so.
And do you have a time frame for this?
Not yet.
Okay. Got an idea?
Starting at 12.
So are you requesting to use the pavilion or just the park?
The park.
Okay.
How many boards are you going to have set up?
10.
Wow.
Is rodeo promoting it for you? I would ask them to.
Yeah, volunteer for them, so.
Yeah. Just give me a shout out.
You can't go to a event in town Carter's not volunteering for. He's out there getting things done. So, are there any public comment on the request for a cornhole tournament fundraiser? Seeing none, council.
Happy to move to approve for the weekend after rodeo weekend.
I'll second it.
I have a motion to approve in a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Good job, Carter.
Hey, Carter. Yeah. Did you write your phone number on the sign in the sheet?
I believe so.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet.
Get a hold of you.
Sweet. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Carter.
Thanks.
Appreciate you. All right. Next up, we have a request for the fee waiver for the school district, which apparently comes from the Parks Department. Yes. Kevin cut and pasted it from some years. I don't know why the school district requests the Parks Department, but We've done this for multiple years. I don't know, every year I've been here.
Every year.
Every single year it's the same fee waiver, but real similar request. You want to speak to it, Kevin? It's, I mean, they've all seen it.
Yeah, the school comes, they use JFK, they use the pavilion. That's it. It's a bunch of kids who laugh the whole week to school. You got to get them out of the class.
Is there any public comment on the request? Seeing none, council.
I'll move to approve it.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. And the last one, it sounds like a big deal, but you guys are already kind of done this. This is the headworks project. We're closing on a loan, but we have to get this done. And this is already the raises that you've already put through. So this is nothing new. This is just close the loan. We have to have this resolution done. So the resolution is attached, and I would strongly encourage approval because it would be a problem at this point. Yeah, we're going to start. But yeah, this is all, you know, the incremental raises that we've put in. This is all for that and the headworks project, which has construction going on. Like, that being said, is there any public comments on Resolution 618? Seeing none, council.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The amount we've raised our rates versus what our payment will be. Is it covering that? You know, we've added a buck and a half and 2 bucks here.
Yeah, so are you meaning like, do we have to do a rate increase to
cover? No, no, I'm not asking about a rate increase. I'm just asking if what our rate increases have done will do towards the payments. Will it be enough?
We meet loan coverage on everything, yes. Is
that? Yeah, no, that doesn't answer my question. The loan costs a dollar and a half to a month to do. Are we taking in a dollar and a half a month off the rate increases that we've done?
Courtney factored this in.
This is all the same. This is all the same.
It's supposed to have been. I don't know that I ever saw the $6 million or whatever.
And from what I remember, because I had asked about this at the time, and I could be wrong, so correct me, is that was also factoring in the houses that were built at the time. That's what bond council would do.
Right.
So that didn't even include the new homes that were built.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the short answer to your question is I believe yes.
Yeah. I mean, I would just, you know,
didn't get into a pickle again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, we do have a reserve we have to keep and everything else.
Right.
Which we had problems with years ago.
And since then, we've monitored that because,
yes.
And since then, we've, yes.
I have a question as well.
Yes, sir.
Was done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Amy sent me the long-term debt because I had a question about our old water loan at the 3%. When will the first payment be due on this loan? I didn't see that in here.
They're thinking fiscal year 26.
Oh, okay.
We thought when we did last year's budget, we thought it could be as early as this year, but it wasn't.
It'll definitely be next year that we have to make
it. Okay. So from what I'm seeing then, we will also be some of our long-term debt is going to fall off 2 years after that. So we will have our new bond, which is obviously big and we've accounted for, but we'll also have one come off. So, okay. I just wanted to know kind of correlation wise.
Maybe just in time to add another one.
In time to talk about our plant, the rest of the plant.
Yeah. No, but that's how they should be done, as in not nothing and you have a bunch. So,
yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? Any public comment on the sewer system bond resolution? Seeing none, council.
The motion to approve.
A motion to approve the resolution 618.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Bring us the mayor report. Well, there ain't much to report. Mayor went on a week's vacation. Further back. He's old. Getting old is awful. Beyond that, a lot of meetings on the Greenfield thing, Chicago, have a mull meeting on that and budgetarily things. Kevin's getting way ahead. So that was, and I haven't met with the chief yet on his budget. And we had an initial conversation with Amy, but Amy's budget is pretty standard. So that's where we're at on that. We're just looking through that because, you know, just trying to get things lined up pre-July when we know how much we have. But we spend time on it all the time because we want to have it as good as we can to get it to you. But we're going to haven't spoken with Chief yet about his his needs and wants, and I haven't spoken to. What's that? Oh yes, we're getting there, Kevin. We saved the hard stuff for last. It's called suspense. We did finally hear back from a meeting with the water rights with the executive branch in the state here, and have a meeting scheduled in June 14th, right?
July
14th, my bad, July 14th. So after sending them a response, set up a little meeting, I think we're going to go about it a little differently. I think it's going to be me and Bloomquist and the executive branch. And I think that's who needs to be in there. And that's, hopefully we make progress. I'm hopeful. We put together a pretty good ladder. I think that there's every reason for them to be on board with this. So hopefully we get there. But water rights is a much bigger thing than I ever knew of. So yeah, that's been the big one. That being said, that's all I got. Councilmember reports, Councilmember Dahl.
I attended the audit exit. I did that. For Amy's good job.
She killed him.
Very short and sweet. Things look good. That's about it.
Councilmember Leland.
I have nothing to report.
I even saw that you have done interviews for lifeguards.
Mm-hmm. Not yet, though.
Oh, you're going to be. Gotcha. Yeah.
When is that? Thursday?
We don't talk about the future.
Sorry, put you in that box, Judy.
Councilmember Feist.
Did go to a chamber business expo. One of the things that was often mentioned, it was on around May 5th. So, but was a lot of construction companies and construction folks were there, and they compliment the city of East Helena constantly, working with us, working with Kevin, working with Amy. Just appreciate it. And in comparison with other municipalities very nearby, they much prefer working with East Helena, and just compliment that constantly. And I heard that there. Did go to the library. Andrea is looking to do more to try, and she's got a lot of folks that want to volunteer, and she has organizations that need volunteers, and she's trying to do more to connect those. So she's going to reach out to Amy to see if she can host an expo or something and try and drum up some business. Hopefully she could do it during like something like the food truck festival or something. She also asked for the agenda. If that could be emailed to her when it comes out on Fridays, she'll post that in the library on the bulletin board when you walk in. Had Helena community, or excuse me, the chamber had community blend this morning. Good turnout again. A lot of folks coming in from town. They like to come out to East Helena. Also had an MBAC board meeting. There's some potential new money that MBAC received, tourism, commerce funding. They want to seek to see if opportunities in East Helena would qualify. And then they want to start writing a quarterly newsletter and want an East Helena perspective. And so I asked Callie to reach out to you to see if you wanted to be the one that wrote that, give some updates on East Helena quarterly just to chamber members. And so you'll be hearing from her on that.
Not yet.
No, well, that was today.
Okay. Did I miss something here?
But I asked her to reach out to you first because I thought that would be best coming from you.
Oh, yeah. That's just people want to hear from, Wes. Councilmember Ferguson.
I was gone last week or the week before.
Yeah.
It was great. And then just kind of been emailing the same guy you've been emailing, apparently, about that. That one street that we can't pave because of a citizen. So
yeah, I see he came up with somebody new, and that wasn't.
He's not the right person.
Yeah,
not
the right person.
Right, but maybe
I don't know who he's been talking to, but
feel free to give him the name and number.
Yeah, maybe he'll browbeat them into it. Let's go with that. But anyway,
life.
Yes.
Good luck.
That's all I have.
I wish them best luck. All right. Thank you, Kent Ferguson. That brings us to Pete with legal report.
I'll just triple tap that the audit going well is something that I think has become routine here, and that in many, many cities around the state, it is not. And that is a credit to Amy, and it should not go understated that this, yes, it's part of her job, but is it part of that job that does not go so easily in other places, many other places around the state, and she does an awesome job. So we should be very, very, very thankful with how those have been going.
This means you can never leave, Andy.
Right. Secondarily, things are going well with the police department. Probably saw in the police report there is an opening in the police department, so we'll have a new officer coming in. But yeah, things are good. The court's going well. The judge is dealing with some grace there. But yeah, things are going pretty darn well. And that's it.
Thank you, Pete. Well, what do we do now? Any ideas? Anything else?
I see dust in the lights.
I see water spots, damn it.
Yeah, those are water stones.
Did you see the big one?
He took the panels out, the big one was.
I'll move we pay the bills.
I have a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
And a second, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, with that being said, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:15. Thank you, Betty. Yeah, we were in that meeting with Dan.
Mm-hmm.
You put a panel go on there.
Yeah, well, no, that was fine. That was definitely a question for you.
This Thursday, right?
Well,
okay. And I thought you answered it
because we're using that one.
I think we have five. I only have four. One of them is going to
state. I have all of them. And we're part of our planning for our fourth
year.
Yeah. That's fair. It's the final part. Extension there.
Yeah.
No, I was following that.
Okay, cool. I knew you were on it and you didn't say anything. I was like, well, I don't think that's what that's.
I wanted to talk to you both.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amy?
That's a much tougher conversation.
Two of us. Oh, I didn't have my piece of time left.
You know what I mean?
Jovan, thanks for coming.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Was she having a
trouble? No, she did not speak any sort of reading.
Spot it. Turn on.